Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're talking about a problem. Well, today and tomorrow, I should say. Mm-hmm. So this should be good help for people because we are talking about a problem that is really difficult, really makes life difficult for many people. The problem is not getting enough sleep or getting bad quality sleep at night. We're all busy people. We all have lots to do. We often work late at night, don't we? So getting a good night's sleep is so important for our health, our happiness, and our general well-being. How about you? Are you a good sleeper?
Do you see me nodding my head all the time when you were talking? Because I do have that problem.
I have trouble
sleeping at night.
There you go.
Do you have that problem?
Well, I don't usually have a problem falling asleep. My problem is I wake up after 3 or 4 hours, and then I can't go back to sleep. That's kind of my problem.
You know what that means?
What does that mean?
Like old people can't have that kind of problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, I've had that problem since I was about 20. So
Okay. Unless
I was old at 20, I think it's just something that some people have and some people don't. How about you? What is your problem?
So you don't have trouble falling asleep, right?
No, not usually.
I have the trouble.
Oh, really?
So will you give me some advice then?
Well, I think today and tomorrow the article is going to be giving us some great advice. Mm-hmm. My advice would be to you to not drink coffee before you go to bed.
Okay, I'm so glad today's article is about sleep too.
Mm-hmm.
Hope after reading this article, I could have a good night's sleep tonight.
Well, let's hope so. And let's go to the article to find out more because that's the only way we're going to get some help with our sleeping.
Keys to a good night's sleep.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Many people feel tired all day.Because they have a sleeping problem. Follow these tips and you can get a good sleep.Take a warm bath before bed. Warm baths help your body relax. When you're finished, your body will feel calmer.This will help you go to sleep more easily. Keep your bedroom dark. Bright lights trick our body into thinking it's afternoon.By keeping your room dark, you make your body think it's time to sleep. Get exercise.Exercise isn't just good for our heart and muscles. It also makes our bodies feel tired at night. This helps us fall into a deep sleep. Warm, warm. It's cold outside, but it's warm inside our home. It's cold outside, but it's warm inside our home. Calm, calm. It's important to stay calm during an earthquake. It's important to stay calm during an earthquake. Dark, dark. It's so dark in here. Turn some lights on. It's so dark in here. Turn some lights on. Exercise, exercise. Jake does exercise every day to stay strong. Jake does exercise every day to stay strong.
All right. Well, the article begins, many people feel tired all day because they have a sleeping problem. Yes, if you don't get a good night's sleep, it can be hard to have energy during the day. And if you don't have energy, that's the same as feeling tired all day. And that's because, yes, they have a sleeping problem.
Mm-hmm. 很多人呢，因为有睡眠上的问题，所以整天都会觉得很疲倦。And not only me, a lot of people have a sleeping problem too.
A lot of people, millions of people. I might even say billions of people around the world, but it's certainly more than just Elsie and I.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. All right, back to the article. It says, follow these tips and you can get a good sleep. All right, follow these tips. A tip is basically a piece of good advice.
Mm-hmm.
When someone says, hey, you have a problem? Why don't you try this? It works for me. That, for example, would probably be a tip. So this good advice, these tips, can hopefully help you get a good sleep or a good night's sleep,
yeah.
As we sometimes say.
所以跟着以下的这些妙招，这些 tips, 你就可以一觉好眠。What are the tips?
The first tip, hit yourself with a hammer. No, that's not a tip. That would be a terribly bad thing to do. You would go to the hospital, you would not go to sleep. No, don't do that. That only works in the cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No. First tip, take a warm bath before bed. Okay, take a warm bath before bed. I wonder if a warm shower would do the same thing. I don't have a bathtub in my apartment. So
I think taking a warm bath is better than taking a shower.
It's probably better. It's a little bit more relaxing, but
yeah.
I think a warm shower would still be, you know, not too bad. So that's a good idea. Take a warm bath before you go to bed.
也就是睡前呢，洗个暖水澡。
You can sit in there. You don't have to worry about washing quickly. You can relax in the warm water.
Yeah, you can sleep in there.
Could sleep in there, read a book or a magazine, listen to some relaxing music, something like that. Because warm water does feel nice on the body. Warm is an adjective. It's spelled W-A-R-M. W-A-R-M, warm. Okay, warm is an adjective that we use to describe a temperature, how hot or cold something is. Warm is kind of between hot and cold. It's in that comfortable but not too hot temperature, all right? So if you're taking a shower, you don't want the water to be really cold so you can't stand under it. And also, you don't want the water to be really hot so it burns your skin and feels painful. No, you would want the temperature of that water to be nice and warm. Other things that might be warm would be a nice day. Nice weather is often warm. Or if you have a bowl or a cup of soup or a bowl of soup or a cup of coffee, you might blow on it till it's not so hot, till the temperature goes down to warm, a comfortably hot temperature. For example, it's cold outside, but it's warm inside our home. It's cold outside, but it's warm inside our home. Let's stay in.
Warm, 温暖的，它是一个形容词。那我们例句说到呢，室外天气寒冷，但我们家里却很温暖，所以就待在家吧，不要出去了。那 warm 本身呢，还可以当作动词来使用哦，是加热的意思。Don't forget to warm up before you exercise. 这里同学们想想看是加热身体吗？不是，其实它是要你暖身的意思。运动前不要忘记暖身哦。
All right, and we also had before there.
所以我们看到 before 这个介系词呢是在之前的意思，那我们后面呢加的名词是 bed。 那同学们注意哦， before 还有另外一个用法是连接词，它如果是连接词的话呢，它用来连接两个完整的句子。不过再说一次，文章当中用到的是介系词的用法，所以后面只能加名词或动名词，这边的名词就是 bed。 那 before 的相反就是 after， 在什么之后，它们一样可以当连接词或是介系词来使用。 So for example, after dinner, I take a walk. 晚饭后我会去散步。这边的 after 一样也是介系词，后面加上名词 dinner 这个字啦。 So how does a warm bath help you sleep?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. It says warm baths, or a warm bath, you could also say, warm baths help your body relax. Absolutely, warm things are very good for your muscles to let them relax so they're not so tense. Your whole body relaxes and your mind relaxes, and you start to move into a good time to fall asleep when you're all relaxed in body and mind.
所以暖水澡呢会帮你的身体放松、mm-hmm. help your body relax.
That's right. It says when you're finished your bath, your body will feel calmer. Your body will feel calmer, more relaxed, calmer, more at ease, more peaceful, something like that.
之后呢你的身体就会觉得比较平静。
And we have that word calm there. It's an adjective. It's spelled C-A-L-M. Yes, that's right. C-A-L-M. But it's pronounced calm, not calm. That'd be weird. Yes, earlier I sort of described what calm means. As I said, it's an adjective, and it means peaceful, relaxed, at ease, when you're not nervous, stressed, or worried about something. You probably feel very calm. It's good to stay calm as much as you can. Your heart won't beat so hard. You won't lose your temper so quickly. And of course, you'll be a peaceful, happy, relaxed person, like the Dalai Lama. He's very calm, I think. For example, it's important to stay calm during an earthquake. It's important to stay calm during an earthquake. Don't run around like a headless chicken. Stay calm, think carefully, and hopefully everything will be okay. But stay calm.
Calm 是一个形容词，代表平静的、冷静的。那例句说到呢，地震期间你要保持冷静 ，stay calm 是很重要的。那文章当中呢，在 calm 的后面加了 er，calmer 形容词的比较级哦。那 calm 本身也可以当动词 ，calm down。冷静下来，不要这么紧张，不要这么惊慌。It's good to feel calm and less stressed before bed, right?
That's right. When you're relaxed and not worried or stressed or nervous, as the article says, this will help you go to sleep more easily, right? Have you ever tried to take a nap when you're angry? That doesn't really work.
You can't even fall asleep.
No, you can't fall asleep because you're so angry. So you got to calm down, you got to relax. And of course that, if you're in that state of mind or you have that feeling in your mind and body, you will go to sleep or fall asleep more easily. That's a good tip.
Yeah, 这会让你更容易入睡哦。What about our second tip?
Well, the second tip, kind of like the first one, seems like what we would say is a no-brainer. Like, yeah, that's pretty obvious. It says, keep your bedroom dark.
把房间关暗。
Right, if you have a lot of light in your bedroom, either coming from the street or you leave a light on in the bedroom or something, it's much harder to fall asleep. Falling asleep in a dark bedroom, you will find much easier.
So our next word is dark.
That's right. It's our word power word number 3. It's spelled D-A-R-K. D-A-R-K. Dark. When we're using this adjective dark, we're talking about how much light there is in somewhere. If something is dark, we're basically saying there's very little light, or maybe no light, but more generally, probably very little light. For example, it's dark at night. If you turn off the lights in a room, it will be dark. We usually, when we go to a movie theater, the movie theater will be dark while we're watching the movie. And of course, very famously, cats are very good at seeing in the dark. We're not so good at seeing in the dark. That's why we need light. The opposite of dark would be bright, B-R-I-G-H-T. The sun is bright, but at night, there's not a lot of light from the moon, so nighttime is dark. For example, it's so dark in here, turn some lights on. It's so dark in here, turn some lights on. Yeah, I'm not a cat.
Dark 这个形容词呢，代表黑暗的。那例句说到呢，里面好暗啊，把一些灯打开吧。那黑暗的相反词就是明亮的，对不对？明亮的我们说 bright. So it's not good to keep the bedroom light on. Light can disturb your sleep.
Absolutely. Light from the bedroom, light from outside, anything like that. Why is that? Well, because our bodies think of light in a different way. It says bright lights trick our body into thinking it's afternoon. So a part of your old lizard brain, your ancient animal brain, sees the light and says, it's daytime, we should get up. We don't sleep during the daytime. So even though you know it's night, even though you might be tired, your body can be tricked or fooled into thinking it's afternoon, mm-hmm. and suddenly we should do stuff. But no, now's the time to sleep.
明亮的灯光呢，会让你的身体觉得还是下午。所以呢，我们看到文章当中用到一个字是 trick， 动词，欺骗、耍诡计、把戏。如果你 trick somebody into doing something， 你就是哄骗某人去做某件事情。For example, my brother used to trick me into doing homework for him.
Really?
Yeah.
How did he do that?
And I actually did it for him.
Wow.
Have you ever tricked somebody into doing something?
Not into doing my homework. How would he do that? That's amazing.
I was stupid.
I should talk.
I was too nice.
I should talk to your brother. He sounds like he's very good at tricking people or fooling people. I guess the only time I ever really tricked someone or tried to was April Fool's Day.
Oh.
You can trick your friends. That's right. April 1st, it's okay.To trick people. All right, let's move on with the article and see what it says next. It says, by keeping your room dark, you make your body think it's time to sleep. Because it is time to sleep. It should be night. It should be dark. So turn off those bright lights. Close those curtains. Or when I travel, you know what I like to do? I bring one of those masks.
Oh, 眼罩.
Because sometimes you're in a hotel and you don't know how bright the hotel is, right? So you might want to have a mask because that's another good way of keeping it dark, at least around your eyes.
Yeah. 所以让房间是昏暗的状态呢，你会让身体知道睡觉时间到了。That explains why I have insomnia.
Oh, insomnia is having problems sleeping.
我有失眠的问题。I always keep a light on in my room when I sleep.
Monsters?You're afraid of monsters?
Yeah, I'm a little bit scared of that. Yeah. So what's our last tip?
All right, well, let's say our last tip. Our last tip's a short one, but kind of interesting. Not something you'd expect. Get exercise. Yeah, get some exercise. Not right before you go to bed, but maybe a few hours before you go to bed.
Yeah, 去运动, make yourself tired.
That's it.
但是不是在睡前运动哦。
That's right. So we're using exercise here, of course, as a noun, not as a verb, but it can be a verb. But in either case, it's spelled E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E. E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E. All right. Well, what is exercise? Exercise is when you're moving your body, you're moving your muscles, you're moving air and blood around your body much faster than you might normally as a way of keeping your body in shape. Lots of things we do give us exercise, from walking to cleaning your house to playing sports to going to the gym. But all of it is about working out your muscles, your bones, your body to keep yourself in good shape. For example, Jake does exercise every day to stay strong. Jake does exercise every day to stay strong.
Exercise 呢，在文章中是当名词使用，运动的意思。那我们说到呢 ，Jake 借由每天做运动来保持强壮。做运动，我们说 do exercise。那 exercise 还可以是什么呢？比如说学校的学习单啊，或讲义里面的练习题，你也可以叫它是一个 exercise。那 exercise 也可以当动词使用哦。For example, I exercise twice a week.我一周运动两次。
Very good.
那如果你的 exercise, 你的运动是比较集中在健身或是锻炼肌肉 muscles 的部分，你可以说 I work out.
Yeah, often when we go to a gym, we work out, right? If you're playing basketball, that's not really working out. That's just playing sports. But at a gym, if you're lifting machines or running on one of those machines, you're working out. And it says in the article, this is interesting, exercise isn't just good for our heart and muscles and bones and things like that. It's good for other things too.
Oh, 运动不只让我们的心脏还有这个肌肉强健。What else can you do?
Yeah, all right. Good question. Let's move on. It says it also makes our bodies feel tired at night. Of course, if you've ever done exercise, if you've ever used your muscles a lot in a day, maybe you're helping your friend move or carrying lots of heavy things, anything like that, of course, you will feel more tired at night. And I've also heard exercise is good for making your mind relax, too.
Oh, really?
So it's not just your body that will feel a little bit tired. Your mind can feel a little bit tired with some good exercise as well.
所以运动也会使我们的身体在晚上的时候觉得疲累，然后可以好好的入睡。
All right. And of course, all of this, as the article says, this helps us fall into a deep sleep. And the deep sleep is the kind of sleep we want. That's the most restful sleep we can get. It recharges our body and brain.
这也可以帮助我们陷入沉睡的状态。Fall 是掉落的意思。那 fall into 是掉入。Fall into a deep sleep 也就是陷入沉睡状态。Okay. So do you use any of the three tips to have a good night's sleep?
Well, I do. I try to keep my bedroom nice and dark. I definitely find if I've been busy all day, it's easier to fall asleep. And yeah, well, I always take a warm shower before I go to bed. Not a bath, but definitely if I don't have time to take a shower, yeah, I don't feel quite ready for sleep. So I think all of those three things are excellent tips. And we're going to have three more excellent tips for you tomorrow for the people like Elsie, like myself, who have trouble falling asleep. All right, so now let's check out today's magic box, and then we'll come back for our review time. So stick around for that.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hello, 我是 Celine, 欢迎来到 Magic Box, 找亮点。讲到 trick 这个字，大家会想到什么呢？是不是会想到 trick or treat, 就是万圣节时候的这个不给糖就捣蛋。这里的 trick 是名词，就是整人啊，恶作剧的意思。今天要教你的呢，是动词的用法哦。如果要说哄骗某人去做某件事情，我们可以说 trick somebody into doing something。例如现在很多这个诈骗电话很爱乱骗一些老人家，那新闻常常都会出现嘛，像是这个坏人啊骗老妇人给他50万，我们就可以说 The bad guy tricked the old woman into giving him $500,000. The bad guy tricked the old woman into giving him $500,000.只要把 give him $500,000 改成 V-A-N-G giving 就可以了，是不是很简单？也不是说只能用在骗钱上面哦。例如啊，他骗我，让我相信他是一个好人，也可以使用上这个骗语。要怎么说呢？我们可以说 He tricked me into believing he is a good guy. He tricked me into believing he is a good guy.接下来我们最后赠送呢一个 trick 的动词片语给你们，叫做 trick somebody out of something， 意思呢就是骗人把什么拿出来。例如刚刚所说的这个坏人骗老妇人给他50万，我们也可以说 The bad guy tricked the old woman out of $500,000. 我们再复习一下， trick 可以是名词恶作剧，也可以当作动词来使用。今天我们学了 trick somebody into doing something， 哄骗某人做某事，以及 trick somebody out of something， 哄骗某人拿出什么的用法。最后呢，就是我们的验收时间啦，考考你们哦。John 欺骗我，相信他的蠢故事，这句话的英文要怎么说呢？快抢答，不要走开哦，答案即将揭晓。
The answer is.John tricked me into believing his stupid story. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, that was an excellent magic box, Ben. Before we end, I should say, we do have a little bit of review time. So, remember the four words that we had today, our word power words? Well, let's go over them one time. I'm going to give you a sentence, or I'm going to give you a definition, And you have to A, guess the word, and also spell the word.
What? Yes. 我要猜字还要拼哦。
Don't worry. It's easy because our words were fairly short and simple. Here's the first one.
You're stressing me out.
Well, if I'm stressing you out, then you probably want to feel more relaxed, more at ease, more peaceful. You probably want to feel more...
Well, what? You started already?
Calm. There's the word. Can you spell calm?
平静的冷静的
Yes.
Calm. C-A-L-M.
C-A-L-M for simple letters, but they make for such a wonderful feeling. All right. And one thing that people do to feel calm is they might go and find a room with very little light. So that they can sit down and relax. What is a place with very little light?
光线很少那就比较暗嘛 dark.
It's dark in a place with very little light.
D-A-R-K.
There you go. Four more letters. And what a great job she's doing. She's almost won herself a trip to Hawaii. And if you go to Hawaii, the temperature there, people say, is perfect. It's never cold. It's never too hot. It's always a lovely temperature of...
不冷不热很温暖 warm.
Warm. That's right. And how do we speak?Spell warm, four more letters.
W 加上手臂 ,arm,arm.
W-I-W-arm. There you go.
W-A-R-M.
That's a very good way of remembering warm. All right, and what was our last word?
What are you doing? You're exercising.
Exercising.
You're doing exercise.
Don't spell that one. We'll let them spell it as we
you
wrap it up.
You spell the word exercise.
That's the hard one.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow with more great tips about getting a good night.
Bye.
Keys to a good night's sleep.
Many people feel tired all day because they have a sleeping problem. Follow these tips and you can get a good sleep. Take a warm bath before bed. Warm baths help your body relax.When you're finished, your body will feel calmer. This will help you go to sleep more easily. Keep your bedroom dark. Bright lights trick our body into thinking it's afternoon. By keeping your room dark, you make your body think it's time to sleep. Get exercise.Exercise isn't just good for our heart and muscles. It also makes our bodies feel tired at night. This helps us fall into a deep sleep.
Warm. Warm. It's cold outside, but it's warm inside our home.It's cold outside, but it's warm inside our home. Calm, calm. It's important to stay calm during an earthquake. It's important to stay calm during an earthquake. Dark, dark. It's so dark in here.Turn some lights on. It's so dark in here. Turn some lights on. Exercise. Exercise. Jake does exercise every day to stay strong. Jake does exercise every day to stay strong.